Dandavat Gaura Prabhu, all glories to your steady preaching service there, distributing books, preaching in the colleges. I was in Toronto fairly recently, just for one weekend. You must have been out. How would I approach this? I would spend time with the professor separately. He's obviously a thoughtful and concerned person. Exactly how much you can say in a college or school atmosphere without being thrown out for what they consider proselytizing, I don't know. But you know that my general approach is to be as straightforward as can be allowed within the situation, and a little bit more, at least a little bit more. But I would take it like this. That anyway, at 14 or 15, the boy's already spoiled to a large extent. At very least, they're all, no doubt, masturbating, seeing pornography on the internet. I mean, by the time I was 14 or 15, I was already a bit of a case. So, I don't know what they're doing now. But I would present it that you see this as a religion. This is a spiritual science which can be applied in any circumstance. And the spiritual science of Bhagavad Gita states that engagement in sense gratification causes suffering. It's the paradox of the material world, that we try to enjoy it, but we only get suffering. Yehi sangsparshaja bhoga dukha yonya evate adyantavanta kauntiyana teshu ramate buddhaha. This is not a religious belief. This is a verifiable fact that the more we try to be happy in sense indulgence, the more we suffer. And modern society is the epitome of that. That the whole of modern society is based on the principle that we should try to be happy by sense indulgence, but the actual fact is something different. That the modern society is more confused than any within known history. So the reason for that is that it's completely on a wrong basis. Although we think that modern society is most advanced, from the perspective of spiritual culture, it's the most backward society in history, because they promote sense indulgence, which causes misery and confusion, and it completely covers the real purpose of human life, which is inquiry into the nature of reality. Inquiry into the nature of reality, which is ultimate reality, is not material, it's spiritual. Therefore, kamasya nendriya priti yavan jivaita la yavata. What is that? Jivasya tatva jigyaso narto yascheha karma bihi. Life's desire should not be aimed at sense gratification, but inquiring into the nature of reality. Then you can take it from there. We are not the body. We are spiritual being. We have spiritual needs. Therefore, we cannot be satisfied on the platform of sense gratification, because that is not actually who we are. We, as humans with a more developed consciousness, we cannot be satisfied with that which the animals are satisfied. The animals are satisfied with sex, eating, mating, sleeping, mating and defending. So like that. You can give them the philosophy straightforwardly. Give it to them strong. Let them get it heavy. They need a heavy dose. They're going to be men soon, so let them take it strong. That's what I recommend. Thank you for... I'm honored that you're asking me.